It was just last month that Australia's bogon moth was declared endangered by a group of scientists. Now worries have emerged about a species that relies on the moth for food, the mountain pygmy possum. It's in the critically endangered category, one notch below extinct. To try and ensure that doesn't happen, conservationists are attempting to provide the creatures with some alternative sources of food, as Erin Somerville reports.
Amongst the shrubs and boulder fields of Victoria's high country, well above the tree line, wildlife biologist Dean Hines is checking on one of the critically endangered mountain pygmy possums.
Now, I can sort of feel her backbone a bit, but it's not too extreme. So I would call this one as fair condition.
For decades, he's watched these tiny creatures fight for survival, something made harder in recent years by the decline of its major food source, the bogong moth.
We're not getting the bogong moth numbers that we used to get 20 or 30 years ago. There are some still up here. You know, we hope that they can get better over time, but we just don't know whether that might be the case. So as part of our strategy with the conservation of the species, it is about looking more broadly to think, well, how can we make these habitats more productive for possums and sustain possums?
To find other things for the possums to eat, conservationists are planting berry-producing vegetation like mountain plum pines and pimelias.
For the last few years for the mountain pygmy possums, it's been a real rough time. We've seen some populations that have sort of dropped off, particularly last year.
Someone else who's been watching the change in the local ecosystem is Beverly Lawrence, an environment officer for the Mount Hotham Alpine Resort Management Board.
It is devastating. I've been up here for 44 years. When I first came here, there were clouds of moths, and over the last 10 or so years, there's been a significant decline.
Other efforts are also being made to improve the habitat for the pygmy possums. Drainage and sealing work is being done to stop sediment encroaching, and Mount Hotham's environment officer, Avia Naccarella, says a tunnel under a road, known as the Tunnel of Love, is proving a hit.
So about 31 individuals have triggered on one of the four readers at that tunnel, and so that means that those possums are travelling from above the road to below the road, or below the road to above the road. And so it's really linking that habitat that's on either side of that Great Alpine Road that was previously found to be causing a barrier to movement of the possums.
It's a hopeful sign of a brighter future for Australia's only hibernating marsupial.
It was terrible a few years ago looking at the widespread litter loss. So at least now we are seeing, you know, better numbers of young in pouches of females, and hopefully that will equate to some improvements in the population.
Let's hope so. That's wildlife biologist Dean Hines ending Erin Somerville's report.